A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and he led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Of all the ancient images we still use to describe life is the journey that we make from womb to grave. The image of the journey speaks of a passage through time and place. It introduces the people we have met, the kind of time we have had, and the successes and the failures that we've experienced on the way. Although many people aspire to the same goals in life, everyone's journey is different in its own detail. We have to make our own journey. It's a life task that no one can do for us. With most of the journeys in life, we know our destination and how to get there. If we are unsure, we can check the map. But our life journey is not so easy. This is because life is not only a journey, it is also a search. We have to discover for ourselves the paths that will lead us to what we seek. This is because life is not only a journey, it's when we experience some of the roads that lead to dead ends, and sometimes we pitch our tent in a dead end, and then we move on. We learn that it is important to keep going. As Robert Louis Stevenson once observed, to travel hopefully is a better thing than to waver, and the true success is its labor. In the course of their lives, many people change direction and explore unfamiliar paths. In the first reading this evening, we hear how something happens to Abraham that drastically changes the course of his life. He is invited to leave the world of the familiar, his country and his father's house, and find security in the promise of God. He can see neither land or family he has promised, yet he begins the journey without maps. Living as a nomad, he has no land, and his wife Sarah Barn has no children. But he travels hopefully in the belief that one day his journey will lead to the fulfillment of God's promises. Throughout his journey, Abram's experienced setbacks and trials, but he travels on, rooted in the conviction that God's purpose are being furthered. The same conviction works in the heart of another man who changed direction in his life, Paul of Tarsus. As we heard in the second reading, Paul is persuaded that hardships which come from following the gospel indeed serves the purpose of God. Something happened to Paul which altered the whole course of his life, and even though many people were suspicious of the new direction he was following, Paul himself maintained this course until his death. And in death itself, God's plan was being furthered. To know that suffering and death can further God's plan is not easy to appreciate, especially when that death is your own. That is something which Jesus had to face. Remember too that Jesus changed direction in his life, a change that confused his family and neighbors when he left Nazareth to take up work of a wandering prophet. The more Jesus shares his understanding of the reality of God and the kingdom, the more determined are the religious authorities to be rid of him. As his ministry develops, Jesus becomes increasingly aware that to carry out his Father's mission will bring him face to face with a violent death. Before he tells the story of the Transfiguration, Matthew tells us how Jesus began to make clear to his disciples that he was destined to go to Jerusalem and suffer grievously at the hands of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, to be put to death and to be raised up on the third day. Matthew tells us that Jesus understands his journey to death as one that furthers the plan of God. The Gospel tells us that Jesus did not face the knowledge of his violent death alone. That kind of knowledge can paralyze someone. What the story of the Transfiguration tells us is that Jesus is enabled to make that journey to Jerusalem in the declared love of the Father. The direction which Jesus has to follow will cost him his life. In the story of the Transfiguration, Matthew shows us that Jesus is not just the one who is to suffer, but he is the beloved Son of God. These two go together. The suffering and the glory are evident in the one person of Jesus. In the Transfiguration, the name of Jesus is called in love. He is named and owned by the Father, and all are directed to listen to him. In our own journeys, we can face difficult decisions more surely in the knowledge that we are loved and supported. When we hear our name called in love, we can face our road to Jerusalem. The power of that love forces us to face the future, just as its absence makes the future a loveless landscape. In the death of Christ, God destroyed the extremes of his love. It was that love that we celebrate here. It helps us to journey hopefully, enables us to keep striving on when we can rest in the love that knows our name best. So let's journey into this second week knowing that we are loved by God.